Welcome to another week of We Fact Up with Dave and Red. This is the show that asks the question, how much would you know without the help of the internet? Each week, listeners, you guys, send us in your questions. We try to answer them without Googling it, the old-fashioned way. And then at the end, we Google it to see how close we were. Joining us today is Lewis Spears. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having
Spearsy?
Me
Spearsy? Did you get called Spearsy? Spearsy?
No.
Just Lewis.
A couple of times I've been called Spearsy, and every single time
they're dead now.
Right? With the power of a thousand suns.
It's kind of like in Queensland, I got called Bluey a lot. I hated that.
Which I've never understand. What's the point of
just
this?
The opposite. Just the opposite of red on the colour spectrum.
You really got them by just going with the colour of your hair.
Yeah, take that world.
That's just incorrect. That's just a bad nickname.
Mm. Red or Bluey?
Both. Sorry, mate, 30 seconds in, I'm already getting sledged for my crappy, uncreative
nickname. Have you ever thought, like, I just got that nickname got stuck too early in life? I could have been so much better. I could have been something.
Well,
are you happy with Red?
No, I'm fine with it. It just sort of water for
the spout. Is that not your real name?
No.
Wow, I'm an idiot. I thought that was your real name.
So you thought my parents had a redheaded baby and just like called it Red.
First thing that they thought.
I honestly thought it was like a shortened version of
Redmond.
Oh. Which is also
Redding.
Not a name.
That's a town.
Yeah, Redding. It's not a name. I don't know. Okay, so we're 30 seconds into the podcast and we've concluded that I'm an idiot.
Yeah. I would have liked it if it was like Redwood.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Nice, huh? You should tell people that. Instead of Edward, it's Redwood.
Well, the world went a bit crazy, so I spelled my name with two Ds.
What do you mean you spelled your
name? Yeah. So it's R-E-double-D, because it was a typo originally in an email many years ago.
Some 12 years ago now.
Yeah, and then I was like, I like the look of that. So I kept on doing it. But everyone just got stuck into me. I was like, why are you spelling it like that?
With two Ds.
Even I was sort of like, you can't just add a second letter to your name. But I did it for several months.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of went, of course he can. Mm. Why am I holding this guy back
it's
from
my
his
name.
Dreams?
I'll spell it how I want. I'll spell it with a six
no,
if I want to.
It's not your name. It's your nickname.
Yeah, but
and
I
you
own
can't
it.
Come up with your own nickname.
No, you
if
can't.
If you come up with your own nickname, you're a wanker.
Yeah.
Your friends true. Give it to you. So yeah, really, you're not in charge of those Ds.
So Dave's has a D? Like it's sort of
two Ds. Yeah, it's double D at the start of mine as well. It's actually our name's just one name. R-E-D-D-A-V-E.
Okay.
And we just split it down the middle.
Dave.
Now look, it's not about Red or me. It's about Lewis. Lewis, comedian, podcaster. Also, I've got my notes here. You are now hoping to have the biggest independent stand-up comedy special ever. Is that correct?
In Australia.
Of course.
Which is a big clarifier.
There hasn't been many.
Yeah, you can basically be the biggest anything in Australia.
Right. Well, try being the biggest podcaster. It's harder than you think.
Yeah.
And it's called Death Threats Don't Scare Me. Is that right? Now, I got to ask, have you received death threats? Is this why it's called this name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
A big part of the show is about people sending death threats. I get them all the time. Not all the time, but often enough.
Why?
To,
what have you been doing?
Okay, so I'll give you an example of the time I got the most death threats.
Right.
Have you guys heard of World Vegan Day?
No, but I'm assuming it exists.
Yeah, all right. So World Vegan Day is a day that happens in November. Basically, it's like an event organized by the vegan community. It's a really good idea.
Mm.
They encourage everybody who's not vegan to eat vegan just for one day.
Gotcha.
And then hopefully they'll realize, oh, this isn't that hard. I'll go vegan full time.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a poster for that and immediately I was like, I can ruin that. So I went home and I came up with my own event, which also happens on the same day, called Stop World Vegan Day.
Stop it. You actively are campaigning to stop World Vegan Day.
So I made a video.
I was hoping it would be a little cleverer than that. But you literally
Vegan Day is bad.
Yeah.
No, okay. This is how the death threats happen. If it's a smart idea, you're not going to get death threats. So I came up with my own event, Stop World Vegan Day, that happens on the same day. And I made a video. And in the video, I encouraged everyone to eat twice as much meat as they normally would on the same day to cancel out the effects
of
World Vegan Day. And I have never received more death threats in my life, which I view as an achievement.
Especially from vegans, though.
I made a group of people go, don't kill anything, never harm a living creature except for that guy.
So was part of it to show the hypocrisy in the potentially in the vegan world? Is that sort of,
I just thought it was a dumb joke.
Am I reading
joke?
Too much into
No,
this?
You really are. Everyone read way too much into it. I put the video up and I thought it was just a silly thing. Mm. Obviously, no one's going to take it seriously. Mm. But then it got 2 million views.
Whoa.
And shit got very serious very fast.
Jesus. And now you're responsible for all the problems in the world.
Yeah. And I had death threats and all these kind of things. And like, but I had scary specific ones. like, I see you're coming to the Gold Coast on July 14th. I'm going to be there with a knife. And, oh, yeah, it's funny now. But during the meet and greet after the show, I was like, who's got their hands in their pockets?
Jesus. Did anything happen? Did you actually get attacked?
Nothing happened. No, of course.
Show us the stab wounds.
So when you say don't scare me, they do a bit.
No, not really. Like, only specific ones. Like, that was the only one that gave
you
me
a
little
bit of worry.
You need that
as a caveat.
Like, I had thousands of them. Oh, I'm going to kill you. If I ever see you, I'm going to bash you.
You had thousands only ones that, of death threats.
Thousands.
Yeah, yeah. You should read.
Are we
going to
get death threats by association because of this show?
No. Outrage only lasts 3 days on the internet.
Right, okay.
That's
it's
the
good
thing.
To know.
All right.
All right,
did they ever, were they purely on YouTube and the internet, or did you get them, like,
I got emails, which is a big thing, because they would have to look up nothing how to, like, contact this guy.
Right, on your contact page.
Yeah, I got emails. That was a new thing. But, you know, it lasted 3 days, which is what all internet outrage. You have the first day, people are angry. You have the second day, people are still angry. And then the third day, everyone gets over it.
They've
unless
moved on to something else.
You apologize.
Yeah.
And then that gives it another 3 days.
Right, so you're actively not apologizing?
No way. It was a joke.
All right, cool.
I think vegans are correct, if you want my true opinion on the fact.
Right.
I think killing animals is just food chain, but environmentally speaking, vegans do a lot to, like, lessen the impact on the environment.
Right. Those videos don't get views, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. And just because you're correct doesn't mean no one can make fun of you.
Good point.
I think when you get a death threat, it really means that you've possibly made it.
No one threatened to kill me until I started making videos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
keep in mind, though, last time when Luke Kidgel was on, who's your mate, we did happen to say that pushing a trolley full of bagels around the street is also a sign that you've made it. All right, let's get into the question today. Now, you know how the show works. We've got a question here. It's been sent in by Robert and Zane. Two people.
Cool. It's a duo question.
They've come together.
Zane is a sick name.
Yeah.
They've formed this question together. I'd like to know who formed which part of the question. The question is, why were potatoes illegal in France?
Okay. Let's see. So,
do we all take a crack at this?
We just have a good old chin wag and see where we end up. Basically.
I'll tell you why, because France knows what they're doing. Potatoes suck.
What? Potatoes are a very integral part in the food supply.
And they suck.
But they are. But they're integral. They're like the.
What, you don't like chips? Like French fries?
Yeah. No, I don't like chips. You know what? I don't like sides. I don't do sides.
You don't do sides. You just have steak on a plate. Or
no, like when I order a chicken parmigiana, I want that. I don't want, like, a huge.
You don't want anything to go with it at all. You literally just want a chunk of meat on your plate to chew out.
That's
like
what
a Viking.
I ordered. That's what I want. If I wanted pasta and it comes with chips, I'm like, that's not what I want. Yeah. It's like Parma's like the only thing that comes that has to come with a side. And if you don't eat it, you're crazy.
Right. So you're saying France are onto something by purely banning it because they assume that no one wants a side.
Yeah. I mean,
so
I don't know someone
just decided for the entire country that they don't want sides anymore.
Exactly. A guy like Lewis is running the country going, I don't like sides. Why would anyone ever?
Louis. He was an actual French king. I don't know if you guys know your French history.
I've heard of King Louis.
I also don't.
I think it's spelled differently.
No sides Louis, the king.
Yeah.
King of
France. The anti-chip king.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was some sort of withholding by Napoleon or Louis. Like, you don't get any more French fries until you win a war. You know?
So he banned them. It was illegal until
we're doing
this
pretty bad here. Yeah. Like, look at the board. We've won no wars.
Yeah, it's the carrot and the
so
stick.
So I'm taking your French fries until you win a war.
Gotcha, yeah. The carrot and stick kind of approach.
Yeah, that's
except
right.
The carrot is a chip.
Yeah,
so it's like that's probably why they always surrender their wars. Because they were like, look, if we win this one, we're going to have to eat chips.
Not everyone hates chips like you, Louis.
I think this is not working. The minority. But that's where I feel comfortable.
I think the chant to the king would have been, not everyone hates chips like you, Louis. Not everyone hates chips like you, Louis.
I think it would actually be in French.
Yes, sure. It's probably got better rhythm in French.
Yeah, true.
In English, it doesn't quite have the
more
flow.
Threatening. Anyway,
yeah. Okay, so we've got one thing. One possible theory is that France just know what's up.
When do you reckon this happened, though? Like, was it the 90s or was it sort of 1600s?
We don't have a date range. Could be at any point. All we know is, I mean, it says were, so we know that they're not still illegal. But that could have just changed as of last week.
Wait, you know when
last week awesome. Macca's has just opened their restaurants there.
You know when U2 put their album
us
on
two, me and Lewis.
Yeah, U2.
I don't remember.
That's the worst joke that's ever been told.
Enlighten me.
We've really made it.
Welcome to the show, Lewis.
We're going to get death threats because of that particular joke.
I'm jealous. I wish I said that.
Yeah. Yeah, continue.
Okay, U2, the
I'll
band.
I'll interrupt.
Yeah.
Put their the album on everybody's iPhone
without asking
anyone, which is a dick move, but it's purely Bono.
Mate, I didn't listen to that on principle.
Yeah, well, I never listened to U2 because just...
I don't mind a bit of U2. I was just like, yeah, don't put shit on my phone.
Right. Yeah, I know, right?
It's basically a virus.
So, no sides and no U2 for exactly. you so far. Okay,
we I'm down for consensual U2.
Gotcha.
But, you know, surprise U2.
What about consensual sides? Because they do often give you a warning in the form of a menu.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just sometimes I used to say no chips and they would all look at me like I'm an idiot.
Continue.
Oh, yeah. And so like the entire country of France, they just banned all their potato imports or made them illegal from Ireland. Just to say like, fuck you, U2. Don't put shit on my iPhone.
Oh, it's all about U2, not just the Irish.
Yeah, just like...
So they're punishing the entire French people because of Bono.
They're punishing all of Ireland. For putting it on their phones.
Import-export business.
It's like,
no,
it's all illegal until you learn not to put shit on my iPhone, you stupid country.
Do you sort out U2's?
Maybe the U2 album was about potatoes and then the whole country just cracked it. That was even worse than
just songs about sides.
Sides and starch.
Potato is a carb. As well.
Mm. Carb.
So it could be a health... I only know this because my girlfriend is doing a no-carb diet.
All right. How's
she
going?
She's going really well. It's working for her, but it's just made going anywhere impossible. You know, she brings bread, like her own bread, and if we go to breakfast somewhere and get something that has toast on it, she goes, can I get that, but can you use my bread?
Oh.
And she brings in the whole bag.
I'm kind of on your girlfriend's side here, though.
No. You've opened up a can of worms here.
So...
Do you do this as well?
No, David.
There may or may not have been a point where I...
May.
There was a point where I was sick of there not being halloumi at a certain cafe that I frequent.
Halloumi is such a specific cheese to crack it over.
So this cafe had everything, right? It had the avocado, had the bacon, had the eggs, had the perfect toast. It was beautiful. But the one thing that I'm missing from the menu was halloumi. But the IGA next door had plenty of halloumi. So I went in one day and said, hey, I love what you guys are doing here. Thumbs up, two thumbs up, five stars. Good taste guide, all that stuff. But I think you're missing halloumi. Would you mind cooking this up for me and putting it on my plate? And the guy just didn't know what to do. And he took it out back.
He was dumbfounded. I was there.
He took it out back. And I was like, this is great. Bloody great cafe. And he came back and said, we can't cook this up for you. And the reason was because then other people will start asking for it. And I was like, well, isn't that a sign to put it on the menu? I will concede.
That's not true. Like, who's looking at your plate as it goes through? That guy's got halloumi.
I didn't see it on the menu.
I will concede that the halloumi was half open because I'd already eaten half of it. So that
in between
maybe,
the IJ next door and the restaurant.
No, I bought it 2 days earlier actually. So because I planned this, you know, this was a premeditated halloumi outing.
Like, I understand, like, they should just have it on the menu. That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, but I think that's fair. So I think.
But
maybe
where does it end?
It never ends.
No,
I think that you're even more ridiculous than my girlfriend because mine's like, my girlfriend, that's like a dietary requirement.
Yeah.
Because it makes her healthier. You just really like that specific brand of cheese.
Preference to cheese.
And it's not like they don't have cheese. they just don't have that kind of cheese.
Correct, yeah.
So that just makes you a bit of a wanker.
Well, I'm on your girlfriend's side and you're not on either of our sides.
I think you're all wrong.
maybe France just didn't want their like national identity kind of shamed by the simple potato. Do you know what I mean? Like maybe because they're quite, their delicacies are quite,
They
have the croissant and they have the frog's legs.
They have the pate.
Potatoes are killing it.
Croque monsieur.
What about a terrorism type thing? What if a potato can look like a bomb? You know what I mean? Like the IRA were doing some crazy shit back in the day.
I guess you can make vodka out of potatoes. Maybe you can make bombs out of potatoes.
Quite possible,
if you're fermented enough.
You can make lots of stuff into bombs. My dad the other day. This is kind of no, seriously. This is weird. The other day, my dad.
I read about it in the news.
My dad's
houses of people died, man. It's horrible. Yeah.
No, my dad the other day was eating almonds, and he just goes, "If I was a terrorist, I'd turn bombs into almonds."
Yeah.
He can just make them that shape and put them in a bag so you get on a plane. Right. Bloody brilliant idea.
That's a shit idea.
Oh, no, your dad's a scientist, right?
Yeah, he was, yeah. He's also a man who loves pencils, by the way. This is a man who literally picked up a pacer the other day and went, jeez, this is a bloody great pacer. Because I picked this up on the street. I love pencils.
Is he okay? Is your dad fine?
Pens.
I think he's all right.
Yeah.
Just in his older life, he's finding new interests.
He's in the terrorism and pencils.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, right.
I think the older you get, the more specific and weird your interests get.
Yeah.
And you're getting into halloumi cheese.
Correct. Yeah.
I like cheese.
Yeah.
But I haven't diverted to a brand.
Really?
Specific
Saganaki,
type of
you're not on your radar?
Never halloumi. Heard of Saganaki.
Oh, boy. This guy. We could teach you a thing or two about the cheese world. Let me tell you. Start now. By the time you hit 30.
So,
I think by 30,
maybe I won't make 30.
Quite possibly.
You said that with such sort of glee.
Well, you know, I mean, the way I see it, if I get attacked at a meet and greet, that just means I'm going to, like, when I saw all the death threats, I was, all these people like, oh, I'm going to bash you. I was like, please put me in the hospital. I'll sell out a world tour the next year.
Geez, that's dedication to your art.
Well, that's what happened to Jim Jefferies, the comedian.
Really?
Yeah, he got, when he was... He was like a bit above my level. He was just doing clubs. He got punched in the face on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a genius about it. He took the security camera footage, put it on YouTube, and then he went and got a photo shoot done when he had this disgusting black eye.
Wow.
And he used it as promotion to sell out his next... He did a massive tour. It was headlines everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best promo. My jokes are so offensive that I get attacked on stage. I would see that.
Dave and I can punch you.
Yeah,
you
I was just thinking we could really just hit you if you need us to.
Maybe I'll come back and we'll do another podcast in 6 months' time and we'll set it up like it's not planned.
Okay, cool.
Wow, now you've revealed it. It's good.
Shit.
We'll cut that bit. So I guess you're actively asking your audience to potentially hit you on stage? Is this what the request is?
No, I want it to be a surprise. Like, I want
surprise death threat.
Yeah, like, think of it like
a surprise
proposal.
Punch in the face. We've gone beyond death threats, Red. He wants to get hit now and/or stabbed.
Yeah, like a proposal, you know, like just really plan it out, surprise me, make it the perfect evening.
Just punches, no weapons, because you don't want to
be
like,
I don't
get stabbed. Maybe it's a weapon. Maybe potato throwing is.
Too
many, maybe French political people were getting potatoes thrown at them from the Irish.
A lot of revolutions going on then.
That's right, the potato revolution.
Yeah, so possibly they went, you know what, we just had enough of this. It's very embarrassing to get hit by a potato. Turnip.
There's no way the French people would call a vegetable turnip. That's a Russian thing. I bet if we Google that now, turnips will be.
We'll write
Russian.
It down as a thing to look at once we're like able to turnip. Google
a croquette.
Oh, no, croquette. That's, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Isn't that
croquette
a sport?
Croquet.
That's croquet. Oh.
I assume when they were banned, it was before you could get washed ones from the supermarket. Because I don't understand who buys the unwashed potatoes.
Right,
from the supermarket.
Oh, my girlfriend, we buy the unwashed all the time, and I have to spend the evening washing them and
rinsing
them down.
How much money do you actually save doing that?
I don't even know if it's about saving money.
Do you
the
wash
money.
Them and then peel them?
We wash them. I have to scrape them with like a proper potato scrubber.
I never understood why, because this is what I'm thinking, is all potatoes would be unwashed when they were banned. So people were like, oh, fuck that effort. We'll just ban the whole vegetable instead of forcing our populace to clean them.
Right.
Does she say why?
And I've never asked. It's better that way.
You should definitely ask. Like, hey, babe, could you please wash the potatoes?
Jeez, now I'm thinking I probably should have questioned it at some point.
Yeah, if all potatoes came unwashed, I'd ban them too. Fuck that.
All right, cool. So far, we've got France knows what's up. That's your number one, and that comes in two parts. They don't like sides in general, and King Louis possibly instigated this at some point in the Middle Ages.
Team fuck sides.
But also tied into that is France also knows what's up in that if you're going to wash your potatoes, what's the point?
Yeah.
One, I think it's possibly a terrorist attack. Potato throwing, maybe turn potato into some kind of bomb, some kind of homemade explosive device in the potato form.
Russia, this would tie into yours. I remember when I was studying Russian history, Russia had a massive problem and still does have a huge problem with potato vodka and alcoholism. You can make incredibly strong alcohol out of potatoes, and it's still a huge problem in Russia where
in
it's
the prisons.
Like ruining... No, just the farmers.
Oh, right.
And just the general populace have just ruined their life.
It's like the
potato
version
vodka.
Of their...
Yeah, it's just really strong and really bad for you. So maybe France was trying to avoid that and be like, no, we should sample our delicious wine responsibly instead.
That's a very good answer.
I mean, it's either that or punishment for the U2 album that was forced onto people's phones.
Look, that punishing one's probably second.
Unless... Yeah, U2's top one. Sorry. Okay, should we go and find out what the real answer is?
Let's do it.
Welcome back to We Fact Up with Dave and Ren. Joining us is Lewis Spears here, and we're talking potatoes. But before, potatoes in France, I should say, you know, only about the French.
Potatoes.
So before we talk about that, though, I just wanted to ask you about this. So something you did, which I saw recently, was that you pranked Triple J by claiming that you were in love with your sister.
Stepsister.
Sorry, sister, it'd be weird.
Get it straight. Get my lie right.
So it was, and you called Tom Tilly, and you got on air, and they didn't fact check this at all, and you basically told them that you were in love with her because they were doing a story on...
Yeah, it was on Hack.
On Hack.
Which is supposed to be like a very journalist-y, researched show.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically... I've hoaxed media many, many times before. It's actually a lot easier than people think.
clearly. Just got to call them up and tell them you're in love with your stepsister.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even use fake names most of the time.
Was one of your death threats from Tom Tilly, possibly?
Maybe. Maybe. Could it be?
So what inspired this particular one? That's what I want to know. Why did you do this?
I thought it'd be funny.
Right. That was a good answer.
I generally don't plan when I hoax media. I've done it. It would be in excess of 10 times. I've been in the news as a gay person in a long distance relationship when we got married in New Zealand, which is not true. And I just saw one of the Triple J researchers tweet out, because I follow many journalists for this reason. might want to block me for listening. But often journalists will be like, "Hey, we need to talk to this type of person for a story. Here's my email." So I just emailed them, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm in love with my stepsister. Our parents got together, and then we lived in the same roof, and then we fell in love, and then we moved out, and our parents don't approve." Basically, you give them a sob story, and they eat it up.
So no gigs at Triple J probably coming up anytime ever in
no,
the future.
No, I don't think so. But you know what? I don't think that was coming up anyway in my future. Yeah. I mean, I try and sound well researched when I do my videos, but you know, it's hard to actually be well informed on a thing. I think that's very important to keep in mind when you're listening to something. Don't always believe everything.
Who's
you
your
read.
Next target?
Ah, you.
Is it us? Yes. Are we being pranked right now?
Yeah, exactly.
This is a live
My name
pranking.
Is Never Lewis.
I'm Luca Joel.
Okay, I'm going to we've got the answer here to why were potatoes illegal in France. So we just to summarize, we had the France knows what's up, which was to do with the sides and not waste.
I just want that on a t-shirt.
That's good.
Weapons and terrorism and the U2 punishment. The answer is here. In 1748, the French Parliament banned the cultivation of potatoes as they were convinced potatoes caused leprosy.
Right.
So,
it pretty hard to farm when you had no fingers.
Yeah, it's in arms.
Picking up with some nubs.
So they were banned. Hogs could eat them. That was fine, so they didn't mind the hogs getting leprosy, but people weren't allowed to eat them. And they were convinced the potato provoked lust, and foodies of the time thought it was tasteless.
So
they
kind of...
Hey, so they do know what's up. Potatoes suck.
Yeah, technically that is correct.
I win.
It's like they're tasteless. Oh, also the leprosy thing.
You know what?
These are crap. Also, my arms have fallen off.
Yeah, provoke lust. Like, well, there's nothing sexier than a person ringing a bell.
Yeah, his nose just fell off.
I think that there's just some guy like me who hates potatoes, and he made up the leprosy
he's
bullshit.
He's just rattled off a bunch of possible...
And he's gone, potatoes cause leprosy. Also, they kind of suck, and they don't taste good. That's the main reason is France knows what's up, and then they just lied about the leprosy thing.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon that's why.
So I've got more info here. One, they obviously became accepted at some point, you know, because France to this day now eats potatoes. But after French...
France no longer knows what's up.
this is a two-part series.
Yeah. Breaking news.
T-shirt.
So a guy called Antoine Augustin Parmentier.
Oh, that's the most Frenchiest French name I've ever heard.
He became Napoleon's Inspector General of the Health Service. Napoleon had a health service. He started to actively campaign for human consumption of potatoes following his experience when he was held captive in Prussia and made to farm and eat potatoes.
Wow.
So he's got Stockholm Syndrome about potatoes.
About potatoes, yeah. He's in love with the potato. What a weird thing to come back from Prussia. How was your time in Prussia? Well, let me tell you.
I met a nice little sweet potato. Yeah.
I was a prisoner of war, but man, potatoes are sick.
And no one saw that coming. So 1772, the Paris Faculty of Medicine proclaimed potatoes were actually edible for humans. Parmentier actually had a campaign for the potato. Must have had billboards, took out ads, blimps. He hosted dinner parties featuring the potato.
That'd suck. No,
centerpiece.
That'd be for anything though, right? Because imagine if all of a sudden the Australian government was like, hey, salary causes AIDS, right? And then everyone believed it. And then there was this one guy who came out 50 years later and was like, hey, actually, celery's rocks. I was in a prisoner of war camp. We grew celery and it doesn't give you AIDS. And then he started serving it to you. Even if he was right, at that time, you would be an idiot to try it because the risk is just way too high.
Yeah, right.
Be like, oh, if I believe this guy, I can eat celery. If he's wrong, I get AIDS.
Yeah.
It's like not a good trade-off.
And no one wants to get to a party that just exhibits celery as the main form of
food. Sure, like centerpiece of the door. It's like hanging off the walls.
The thing that might give you AIDS party.
That's the theme.
Not into it.
That's the theme. What do you dress like to that? Louis was so impressed with the potato, he said to Parmentier that France would one day thank him for finding the bread of the poor. That's what potatoes was called back in the day. Bread for the poor.
Where was bread?
I guess it was just for the rich back then. In 1785, the potato came to the rescue in Russia.
No. Where's the ambulance? Stop sending potatoes. I'm being stabbed pretty badly here. Don't plug the hole with a potato.
It said when a famine turned the French towards a new food source. So there we go. The potato is now the hero of the story. It's gone from zero to hero.
What was the new food source?
Leprosy.
AIDS.
Eat lepers.
There you go, guys.
That's great.
The answer.
I learned something.
A little something. So look, we're going to give that to you. You have won the trophy.
The French knows what's up.
And the prize is a side of French fries.
Mm. Fuck, I'm leaving. I don't want leprosy.
Lewis Spears, thanks for joining us. It's been a pleasure having you on our show.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much for having me.
You really need our help for the Kickstarter thing that you're doing or the money that you've raised and the things that you
smashed.
Should
we talk about that?
Please, tell us what you got.
Well, like I said, we kind of mentioned it. I'm trying to make the biggest independent comedy special in Australia. Comedy special, if you don't know what it is basically a film performance of one of my stand-up shows. Mm-hmm. It's like, think of it like an album for a comedian. Mm-hmm. So basically we're filming it, and these are really incredibly expensive to do properly if you want it to look like it could be on TV. So I launched a crowdfund campaign to raise $15,000 because it was going to cost $30,000. Mm-hmm. I was going to put in half of my own money and eat potatoes for the rest of the year. We ended up raising 33, and it's still going, and it's still raising.
Fantastic!
In like three hours, you raised 15,000. Isn't that right?
It's crazy because I was planning. I was planning on paying for the rest of it myself, but in 3 hours we raised 15, and then within the next day we raised 20, and then the day after that it was 30. And
I guess death threats balance out with actual support.
Yeah.
We should get more death threats.
Actually, it's probably these people that make the death threats because they know where you're going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. They can plan out. Yeah.
Well, I think in a way the death threats have helped because it's people just appreciate that. If I want to truly be able to say what I can say, which is things that cause death threats, the only way to really do that is independently without any, you know, because I could get it funded by TV, but then I couldn't say this, I couldn't say that. Got to worry about ads and things. So doing it this way is really good. And if you would like to, and that way I can also release it just on my website as a $5 download and anyone can fucking watch it whenever they want.
Cool.
So if you would like to contribute to that and get the special, you thought I was funny on this, I'm way funnier on stage.
We've brought him down a lot. He's much funnier without us.
So just Google Lewis Spears.
Cool.
Special.
Great. And you can listen to your podcast, which is called Spearhead.
Spearhead Sundays.
Spearhead Sundays. That's right. Take a listen.
A lot like this, but with none of you guys.
It's a hell of a tagline.
Be happy.